Welcome to this podcast produced by Imagine, your resource for early childhood music therapy. Imagine is produced by Della Vista Publisher and can be found on the web at www.imagine.musictherapy.biz. The title of this podcast is Overall Nuclear MT and features Dr. Jane Stanley's responses to questions frequently asked during online trainings and webinars.
In the NICU, we must be aware of the gestational development of the fetus because the neurology develops during this phase of time for this baby. The brain is developing in the presence of medical treatment. And the gestational age is going to have a great deal to do with how we have impact on that infant. We know some things with research, but we don't know everything about the effects of music. So we are very careful. We wish to do no harm to the developing neurological status of the infant. So we want to use research protocols that actually isolate the effect of music. Many times music is combined with other forms of stimulation to the baby, and it can be overwhelming at certain gestational ages. We need to have documentation about what we expect to happen and how we expect to impact a symptom or a medical objective. This is the invention that plays music contingently upon the child sucking. And it is used in the transition from gavage to oral feeding, from tube feeding to oral feeding, one of the final steps before the baby can be discharged from home. Research shows that a 15-minute interval of allowing the baby to be reinforced by music, music plays when the baby sucks. If the baby does not suck again, the music cuts off. The baby has to continue sucking in order to keep the music playing. 15 minutes of training in that format allows the baby to move to oral feeding, either breastfeeding or bottle feeding, and often is just discharged within 24 hours. This is phenomenal because this transition before the PAL was very, very difficult. And sometimes babies have to return to the hospital because their feeding is not going well at home. The invention of the PAL has not only allowed earlier discharge, but it has caused the babies to not need to be readmitted. Their feeding goes much better when they return home. At 34 gestational weeks, that's still a month early. That's an 8-month baby, an 8-month fetus in essence. It takes 2.5 minutes the first time the baby's given the opportunity to learn to keep the music on full time so it doesn't go off. So then they're already sucking. 2.5 minutes.
Yes, it's amazing. It's
on average, 2.5 minutes. And that's an 8-month fetus that in the womb that baby. We would have another month to develop neurological wiring. I just think that's phenomenal that babies that immature neurologically can do this task. Yeah. The babies that are on ventilation are having air pressure, air pressed into their lungs, which can also create lung damage and create long-term impact. Research shows you can use music to reinforce independent breathing and within minutes have babies breathing on their own rather than the ventilator, allowing this pressure to damage the lungs as it's keeping the baby alive. So we don't have a lot of research on that, but it's an emerging procedure that we think is going to be very effective in the future as we get more documentation of that. With the heel stick procedure, which happens daily so that medication levels in the bloodstream can be analyzed for the infant, there's research to show that the PAL immediately after the heel stick will help soothe the baby faster and the baby will go to sleep. But that doesn't mean that if the baby shuts down, you should try to force the PAL. So again, waiting until the baby is ready to accept the pacifier in their mouth would be the time to initiate that. The idea of being able to use positive touch, quiet music, then layered in with positive touch in an adaptation of the multimodal procedure we're going to discuss in a few minutes. All of those things might be appropriate. Again, if the parent is there, the caregiver, if they wish to hold the infant, if the infant is old enough for that, again, it depends on the gestational age of the infant. What a parent particularly as Dr. Hernandez talked about yesterday, the Hispanic culture wanting to touch the infant so much, and that this might be an appropriate time where a parent of Hispanic culture would feel they need to hold the infant and soothe it. So again, making sure there are no medical considerations that contraindicate it, and being aware of the state of the infant, as you said, and then using your best judgment as to what would be the most appropriate procedure according to the gestational age of the infant. The paired association is one issue, but the second issue is the baby's neurological system is immature, therefore they are easily overwhelmed. And we know that all stimuli are cumulative. Therefore, the painful stimuli is enough that we should not be adding other factors to that while that is ongoing. However, research shows music before the painful stimulus starts can put the baby in a soothing behavior state, and the infant will have released positive hormones on the brain, will be very relaxed at the time that the procedure starts. And so the tension in the infant would not, there would be no tension that would contribute to the pain response. So differentiating those things based on trying to not overwhelm the immature neurological system is the judgment you're making. So again, I just want to remind everyone, when the infant's neurological system is overstimulated, brain cells quit dividing, which creates over the long term, if the child has a long hospitalization with a great deal of pain, would create neurologic damage for the infant for the future. So helping the infant soothe after the painful stimulus and go back to sleep is definitely a goal. So stopping music, if this infant is going to move from passive mode into sleep, that's already accomplished. You don't need to do anything. If this infant comes out of passive mode and becomes more agitated and giving distress signals, then that's when you would go in and soothe and use music. The goal would be help the infant go back to sleep after the painful procedure as soon as possible without overstimulating.
Staff support, I think, is really important. This is a stressful job, and the staff are going to be so protective of the babies. They are so concerned about the welfare. That is their job, to keep this baby alive. And so they're going to be an advocate for anything that helps their babies improve. And yet there are babies that die. There are babies that don't thrive. We do hospice music therapy for the babies. We do it for the parents. I think that the staff needs support also. Sometimes it's as simple as saying, would you sing a lullaby for my baby that I'm caring for today? My baby is upset. And then thanking that person for the referral to say, I'm so glad you mentioned it to me. I'm so glad that you thought that that would benefit. So I think there are so many ways to support staff, our other music therapy staff and the medical staff, but I think it's a very stressful job. And it's wonderful when it goes well.
Thank you for listening to this Imagine podcast produced in 2024.